You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and commentator Archie MacDonald is here. Today, he's critiquing funerals.
Here we go again with funerals, probably because I am attending way too many of them these days. Part of this won't resonate with you today, I hope, because the funeral which prompts this lament occurred last August, with 105-degree heat bearing down on a 30-minute graveside service. Blamed preacher said in conclusion three times before he let the departed go on his way. That ain't a-gonna happen when I kick the bucket. I've made plans and filed them with a preacher. Here's what will happen. Cremation is okay. I don't relish lying in the ground for eternity. Just make sure I'm good and gone before you light the fire, or I'll think the devil got me after all. The service must be at Austin Heights Baptist Church, the one that has let me be its designated center for 4.5 decades. I've never been comfortable anywhere else since we started Austin Heights. Judy said helping start that church is going to be her ticket to heaven, and I'm counting on her grace spilling over on me a little. Most flowers make me sneeze, but I've always liked roses, so have one of those, and give anything left over to the benevolence fund. The preacher must be the current pastor of Austin Heights. But if the Reverends Jerry Self, Roger Painter, Jim Denham, or Kyle Childress show up, make them say something nice about me for a change. I know I've been the congregation's greatest cusser and all-around sinner, but hey, tell them not to speak so ill of the departed as they did when I was their greatest challenge. Sadness, well, I want some of it, so make sure the choir sings Amazing Grace. But do leave on a happy note. How about When the Saints Go Marching In? Because some folks will enjoy the irony. Paul bears, I'm not sure any are needed, but if used, make sure one of them is a gal. Judy says I've always been partial to women anyway, and besides, I've never seen a woman pallbearer. Make sure it is raining, the way it always is in the movies. Tell my brother John, administrator of whatever I haven't spent, to take everyone somewhere for a send-off toast with the beverage of their choice. Scripture. Use that one when Jesus said he wasn't lying about salvation. Lord knows I sinned a plenty. Not as much as I could have because I wanted to be a little worthy of his sacrifice and because I didn't want to disappoint Mother and Aunt Vinnie. I didn't mention Judy because she's been well aware of my actual and potential sins and loved me anyway. Tell everyone I regret my shortcomings and thank them for their kindness. Finally, read this testimony to whomever shows up so they won't blame anybody else, and tell them I pretty much left without my consent. And when you say in conclusion, mean it, for heaven's sake.
Commentator Archie MacDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison for the university. His commentaries air every Friday morning at 7:35. You can hear a sampling of his archived commentaries on our website at redriverradio.org. Just click on the word commentary at the bottom of the page. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is made possible in part by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's coming up on 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment.